In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the last Sunday in the Hatur month, which is we are preparing ourselves for Kiek. And there is a question always in our mind. It's always in our mind. Why God was incarnated and became a man? And what is the purpose of the incarnation? And why we are thinking about that all the time? And we try to find a solution, or we try to find also an answer about this question. Today there is an answer, and you can imagine how it's beautiful, our church, that we are preparing ourselves for the incarnation. So we are entering to Kiek for the next week, from the beginning of next week. And we have the same question in our mind, why? And why, what is the purpose of the incarnation? And today this is a... there is an answer. When this man, a ruler man, like a young man, and he is very rich man, and came to Jesus Christ, and he asked, how I inherit the kingdom of heaven? And this is the question. Without the incarnation, without being a man, God came to our land and became a man. Without that, we can't go and inherit this kingdom of heaven. He prepared ourselves to go to this eternal life. The problem that we are thinking that it's eternal life, it's normal, like it's easy to go to the eternal life. Yeah, it's easy, but we have to prepare ourselves too. That's why Jesus Christ, he came to our land and he was incarnated to prepare ourselves, to prepare our heart too, to go to the eternal life. Let's go through the story of this man, and let's learn many lessons from him. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If we see the picture between Jesus Christ and this man, this is like a picture of dependence versus independence. Let's see, later on I will tell you what is that, between dependence and independence. Four things he got right. This man was very good in four things. Let's see what is that exactly. Number one, he came with the right motive. He had a thought inside his mind. I wanted to catch the eternal life, the kingdom of heaven. He had a thought inside his heart like that, a desire. How many of us like had the same desire when we come to the church and we wanted to really, we have a desire to reach the eternal life, the kingdom of heaven. This is a good thing. In our heart, I have to find a place inside my heart. Where is my eternal life? And I have to ask myself, I'm not living all my life here on the earth, but I have to taste and first the eternal life here, and after that I'm going to back to my eternal life, the land. That's why we are singing inside the liturgy, and we are sojourners in this day. And remember, in the Coptic language, when we are singing this part, it's not a sad tone. Like, starting by the beginning of it, those who are, you take their souls, we started by a very sad tone. And after that, when we reach the part of, and we are sojourners in this day, we are saying with a very loud and beautiful tone, as if we are very happy, like a joyful tone. This is the main Coptic language. So we are happy that we are sojourners in these days, in this land. We are sojourn, and we will meet Jesus Christ later on. That's why this is, I'm happy of that. So I'm not, maybe I'm sad a little bit because there is some people, they left me, They're not me in this land, but actually, no, I'm very happy that I'm sojourned. I'm not related to this land. He was very respect. He came to Jesus Christ with a respect, and he said, you know what, I have a thought in my mind, I have to inherit the eternal life and the kingdom of heaven. And we, as usual, in every day, we come to the church and we take the communion, and we have the same thought, I wanted to inherit the eternal life. It's a good thing. And also, as a point, like he's very motive too, because he knows exactly that he is lack of something inside his heart. He didn't know exactly what he has to do to inherit the eternal life and this kingdom of heaven. It's good that I have to put a mirror in front of me every day, and I know exactly my weaknesses point, and where is my lack point in my personality, and what I have to do to improve myself too. I know very well, for example, that I am lacking in prayer. I'm not reaching a level of a friendship and a fatherhood and sonhood too between me and between God. And this is the problem, that sometimes I'm not staying with myself and to see where am I now. I'm working, I'm busy, I'm doing everything in my life, but I'm not really staying with myself to know exactly. I'm doing that in my job, in my work, with my family sometimes, and I see where is my point, the weaknesses point I have. I have to improve myself. Even when I was working before as an engineer, so they told me, okay, you have some weakness point, you have to take some trainings, you have to improve yourself. Where am I from my spiritual life? Where am I with my relationship with God? How to improve this? How to improve my relationship with Him? That's why this is a problem, that this guy who is really very good in this point, he knows that he has a lack of something, so he went to the master, and we'll see he did a mistake. We'll see what mistakes he did, but he went to the master and he said, I'm lacking in something. I wanted to reach the eternal life. Another thing also too, he came with a right attitude. And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him. He came running. When you feel that you have any problem, in any issue, any trouble, any problem in your life, so run. Don't wait. Don't waste your time. I remember I was talking to my father of confession before when I'm a priest. So I'm talking about a problem. So he told me what you're doing. Okay, the solution that you are thinking about. So I told him, I don't know. That's why I'm talking to you. I'm calling you because I don't know what I can do. So he said, run. Like, run? Okay, I'm driving. So I have to run, or what I have to do? I didn't know. Run and go to the church, to the bottom of the Father. Run. And really, this is what I did. I was driving, so I go back again to the church, and I have to go inside the altar because I have to pray. If I feel that I have a problem, an issue on my shoulders, and I have to remove it, and if I feel that I have a lot of weaknesses point in my life, my spiritual life, or I feel that, I don't know, I lost the way between me and between Him. This is only the way to go back again to Him, and only to run and to go to His bottom again. This is only the way. And He came kneeling. Be humble. If I know that I have an issue, a problem, I don't want to be like a proud of myself, like, and I have to say, no, this is his problem also too, or no. It's always my issue. I remember that he already left and he passed away yesterday, before yesterday, like his Abuna Moros Kemali from Cairo. من امور رؤوس مصر الجديده like one of like a daughter of confession in his confession he was a father of confession she said to me something very beautiful like she said when I go confess what he's saying always like that oh poor مرؤوس يا خطيتك يا مرؤوس like she is confessing about her sins but what he said لو يقول يا خطيتك يا مرؤوس like why you are saying that because he is already in front of God and he feel that he is doing the sin not her so he took the sin on his shoulder and after that he go to Jesus Christ and said like يا خطيتك يا مرؤوس this is exactly what I have to do when I come to Christ when I come to Jesus Christ I have to kneel I have to be humble this is my sin it's my sin When he came, when he went to Jesus Christ, he felt that he has a problem, really. So he said, like, I have to kneel. I have to worship. When you come to the church, first thing to do, not say hi to anyone. No. Kneel, worship in front of the altar. This is the first one I have to ask his, like, or say hi, we can say, if I say hi. But this is what I have to respect. So that's why this guy went, in the first thing that he did, he ran, he worshiped or kneeled, and he came without fearing what anyone else thought. Don't think about the people around you. Like, for example, we have any issue or whatever you feel that maybe the people will talk about you. I will remind you about the woman when she came with alabaster and she was walking a long way and she entered to Simon's house and also too she didn't think about what happened and who is talking about or who is around her. She was only looking to Christ only. So when I pray, don't think about anything. When you come to the church, don't think about anything. Don't look to anyone. This man, he has a courage inside his heart to go and to ask Christ. Maybe he has a shy a little bit. Oh, if I ask this question, maybe the people around me say like, hey, you don't know? Or maybe they ask, why you ask him? He didn't do that. When I come to the church, when I come to Christ, I have to look only to him. My eyes on his eyes. The third thing which is good, he came to the right source. The first, John chapter 5. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true. In his Son Christ, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Sometimes we have many questions. There's a lot of people come, for example, in confession or ask advice and say, Abuna, what we can do? Like sometimes I say, like, let's ask God. Let's pray together. Abuna, I need a solution. Hey, I'm not a box of some solution. When I open and you find a solution, we have to pray. In first, I have to give everything on the altar. I put everything on the altar. Sometimes I give myself, for example, like a period like a time to pray and put everything on the altar. And after that, I find a solution. He came to the right source. We try to find solution. We have tried to run everywhere and we try to find, for example, what I have to do in that, how to do that, what to do that. But this is not the right way. The source in first, I have to calm. I have to pray. And after that, go and give a solution. One day I have to go to someone to talk. He's a physician and he wanted to end a life of someone in the hospital. So I went to the hospital because I wanted to talk to the physician that it is not the right way to do, and all of the family didn't want to do that. So I was talking with him for 3 hours. أنا شخصين زهيت. 3 hours about talk, and he has the same mind, he didn't change anything. But my approach was myself. I'm talking by myself. I'm talking about what he has to do. I am talking about the rules, about whatever. And finally, I discovered that it's only I forgot to give everything to him, to God. Like, I forgot that. I was talking with the doctor, by myself. So I stopped talking, and he was talking to me for 1 minute. I told God, like, okay, this is now your issue. I'm so sorry. 3 hours, I'm wasting my time for 3 hours, and I didn't talk to you. You have to come now and talk instead of me. And finally, after the prayer take only maybe 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and after I finished, so I was looking to the doctor and I said, can you review, please, what you will do? I know a normal sentence. I said it maybe 10 times before. And suddenly he looked to me, okay. He said, sure, I will do that. I will consider everything. Like, I was looking to him, really? 3 hours talking with you, you didn't change your mind. One sentence only, you change your mind. The day after in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, he called me from the hospital and he said, you know what? I will do what you want exactly. So I said, why you change your mind? He told me, I don't know. But can we meet together, please, anywhere? I told him, for sure. And when I met him, he told me, like, can I call you father or I call you what? I'm like, whatever, it's father, should be. Then after that, we talked 1.5 hours about Christ. I have to give him in first. I have to go to the source. The problem that I'm not going to the source. I'm trying to find and search everything. Search whatever, from where, anywhere, a solution. But I never go to the source who can solve the problem. Whatever the problem, he will solve. He will solve everything. And he also asked the right questions. I remember there is many questions, for example, be like when anyone, for example, like a father or a bishop or the patriarch came, for example, and visit any church, come to any church. And there's a lot of questions. You can imagine, for example, there is questions not reach the right level of patriarch, for example. Like, for example, I was sent a question like, what do you like to eat? It is not the right question to ask a patriarch like that. It's a wrong question. I have to find a real question and to be at the same level of Christ. When I'm asking him, he is a master. When I'm asking him, yeah, there is my regular life, it's normal. But in first, I have to ask him how to live with you. Before asking about the money, about possession, about anything, I have to ask him in first, what about my eternal life? How I can live with you? How I can taste you? How I can be with you? So, 4 things he got right. He came right motive, right attitude, right source, and right question. What he did wrong. He was very, a little bit pride, and we will know that. We know that very well. He didn't tell him, you are the Son of God. He told him, you are a master. Exactly when I come to ask God about anything, I feel that, okay, you are a master. You can do anything. You are the creator, so you can make like a, like you're like anyone can do anything for me, but like a magician. I'm asking you to give me a new car. I'm asking you to help me in my life, for example, with my kids, and we have a new home. It's good. But he's not a master, he is a son of God. And I am a son of him. First of all, I have to ask my life. The problem always that I am not thinking about my spiritual life, my life with him. Always thinking about anything else. Another thing is, he did not confess his guilt. James said, "For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all." And Jesus, looking at him, loved him. A lot of people come to confession and said, "Abuna, I wanted to confess." Yeah, for sure. You know what, Abuna? Fulan al-Fulani can bi'amil ma'aya wa amal ma'aya. Are you confessing on yourself or the other people? I give him the absolution or I give you the absolution? When I'm repenting all about myself. When I come to Christ, I have to kneel and I said, this is my issue, my problem. When I repent, I have to feel guilty. I have to feel some guilt, yeah. I have to do that. I'm not, and also the Father of Confession is not judging you at all, but at least I feel that I wanted to repent. I wanted to remove something bad from my heart. I don't want the sin control me. He was spiritually independent. Why? Because he has something control him. I remember I went to someone in the hospital. I'll tell you how the sin can control the people. So he did the mistake, like he has a sin. So he was in the hospital and we don't know exactly if he will live or not. So I went to him and he didn't take the communion for 2 years. So I asked him, so he told me, can I take the communion? Said, for sure, I will give you the absolution. I pray for you now. But can you please promise me that you will leave this sin? So he was looking to me and said, I'm not sure. I told him, I don't know if you will live for tomorrow. Like, I'm not sure tomorrow is coming for you or not. Can you please tell me that you will leave your sin even if you lie? He told me, no, I can't. And I was shocked. How? There is a lot of idols in my life. This man, when he came to Christ, he didn't came with liberty. No, he came and he has something control him. No, when I come to Christ, I have to leave everything. And we will see the magic words now when Jesus Christ said to him, when I come to Christ, I have to leave everything. You can imagine this guy, when I went to the hospital, he told me that, no, I can't leave this sin. I was like shocking. I don't know if tomorrow is coming for you or not. And you maybe will meet Christ tomorrow or maybe tonight. And I was like shocked because I don't know exactly. I was frustrated and also too, I don't know if I have to give the communion or not. Someone has already refused to leave the sin. So there is a radical therapy. Jesus Christ gave it a solution to this guy. Two-part treatment. Go and sell, come and follow. This is the treatment of the therapy for everyone. If I wanted to really, really follow Christ or live with him, I have to go in first. I have to go. I have to run. And after that, I have to sell. I have to leave everything from my hand. That's why Jesus Christ, when he went to the mountain, he ascended to the mountain with all the people. And he tried to teach them. In the beginning, he said, I will take you up. When I come to the church, I'm going to the heaven. I can't come to the church and praying, and I have in my mind a lot of things, and there's a lot of things control me. So all the time that I'm praying, all my thoughts, it's related to what I have to do, what this will do with me, what I will do after, or a lot of things else. No, I can't. When I go to Christ, I have to go. This is a good step. But the second step is self. Leave. Leave everything. I remember one of the monks when I met to in the 40 days. So I told him how to pray in the liturgy. In the beginning, it was like, I don't know exactly, I have to pray how, and I have to live inside the liturgy as a priest. Okay, we are praying a lot, but I was a deacon, but now the priest is different. So he told me, you have to fight. Fight. Fight what? He told me, fight your thought. When you come to the church, you have to leave your thought, and if you feel your thought, for example, you think about anything else except Christ inside the liturgy, fight this thought. And I took this from the 40 days, and I'm living with this same word like this with me when I'm praying inside the liturgy. Sometimes we have to fight. So come, yeah, go to Christ, but sell. Sell everything. Remove from your mind anything. Khalas, I am in his hands now. It's exactly like a baby. When the baby cry, and finally the baby find the hands of his mother, feel comfortable. Feel comfortable. I will not cry anymore. I'm not thinking about anything. I feel comfortable and safe. And the second part is like, come and follow. If I sell everything, but I'm not following the same steps of Christ, I will not do anything. I have to follow the same steps of Christ. I will read for you what St. Paul said in Philippians. Philippians 3. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as a rubbish that I may gain Christ. وَهَوْلَهَا بِالْعَرَبِي ولكن ما كان لي ربحا فهذا قد حسبته من أجل المسيح خسارة بل إني أحسب كل شيء أيضا خسارة من أجل فضل معرفة المسيح يسوع ربي الذي من أجله خسرت كل الأشياء وأنا أحسبها نفاية لكي أربح المسيح. وبعدين في الآية بعد اللي بعديها بيقول لا أعرفه وقوة قيامته وشركة آلمه متشبها بموته لعلي أبلغ إلى قيامة الأموات. بيقول in English that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain the resurrection from the dead. حسب كل شيء خسارة. Really? Yes. In this world, everything is rubbish, as St. Paul said. If you see now, like how, for example, a small virus, it came to the world, and how many people died? A lot. Thousands. Maybe a million. Everything is gone. So I have to think about my eternal life. This is right. This is the only truth that we have. We live in this life and we have to enjoy our life, yes. But I'm enjoying in Christ too. I'm not enjoying by myself. Run. Do your job and improve yourself. Without Christ, the result is zero. Is nothing. Is a rubbish. As St. Paul said. God give us the way to follow the same steps of Christ. And glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Get in.